American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
This is one of my favorite hours in radio, and I'm going to tell you up front that it's going to fly right by, okay? It always does. Armed American Radio's, and this is a classic hour. We created the roundtable over a decade ago, and we've got it back in this format. We have the regular players in here. Every once in a while, we get a guest step in, and it's awesome. So the round, just buckle in, kick your feet up, do what we do. You know, I've got a little San Pellegrino water thing going on here, you know, and you really don't want to be drinking carbonated stuff when you're on the radio, but you know, so what? You got to break the rules every once in a while. No food or drink in studio, because let me tell you something, if that thing got knocked over, you'd see sparks flying somewhere, I'm sure. But nonetheless, we're breaking the rule. Welcome inside the studios with us. This is, and I love this, because tomorrow it flips to the gunbroker.com studios on the car microphone. But right now, today, we are in the Crossbreed Holster studios. We are on the Lead Slinger's Whiskey Platinum microphone, very powerful platinum microphone. We added new affiliates. We'll give a shout out to them next week. Got to get the report up and see who they all are, but I've seen just the cities. So I want to give you the proper shout out. So the microphone just keeps getting more and more powerful. And all of this is being brought to us and presented to you by X Insurance, which is, as time goes by and I learn more about X Insurance and the policies that they write for you, let me just say this, because it means to me personally, I use A-rated insurance carriers for every aspect of my life, okay? My homeowners is covered with USAA, A-rated. My automobiles, USAA, A-rated carrier. AM best rated, A-rated, best you can get. Best rating in insurance that there is, best rated period ever. I use my boat, Geico Marine, best that you can get, top-notch A-rated. My life insurance, top-notch A-rated. Why would I do anything else when it came to what could be the worst moment in my life? And that is looking at prison because I defended my life with a firearm, when there's an AM best rated insurance carrier out there that will protect me and customize a policy for me. I don't want a member benefit program that may not be there for me when the chips are down and the blank hits the fan, who's got another policy that writes it to them and it's not written. I want it to be mine and I want to deal with them. Consider that, okay? We're going to talk more about that over the daytime show, not today, but that product is available to you. Why on God's earth would you do anything less when it comes to your life being on the line like that? Believe me. All right, let's jump right in. I've got to tell you, we've only got two of the regulars in here today, because Justin Moon is at the Rods of Iron Festival. He has thousands of people at his facility up in Greeley, Pennsylvania. My flights were paid for. I was ready to rock and roll. And COVID struck my father-in-law, who is in a nursing home to begin with. So not a good situation. So my wife took off and went to spend time, much needed time, with her family. She's doing that. That left me in the ATL with my family, with my kids and my dog. And I was unable to get up there. I spoke with Justin today. They are having a ball. I am sick to my stomach that I couldn't be there. But you know what? In situations like this, family has to come first. And I know you get it. And here's some of the family for the roundtable. Let's bring both of them in the roundtable. First, let's start off with Neil. Your picture popped up first. How about it? Neil McCabe. How about it? Let's give it up for Neil McCabe.
Yay.
The crowd goes wild. Neil,
the crowd goes wild. Cinderella story.
Just like a Major League Baseball, a football game, we don't even talk about the NBA. It's not even the NBA anymore. It's the CBA, China Basketball Association. There's the crowd noise coming in from Salem. There we go. There's Neil.
That's a nice touch, Mark. That's
yeah, and hey,
very,
by the way,
yes, sir.
Greg, Sean never did that for me. I'm just saying. You know? Just saying. He wasn't thinking about that.
Hold on, Mark. I know we have a lot to talk about. This is the fastest hour in radio anywhere in the world. But it sounds like you have a quarterback controversy at Armed American Radio.
No. And I'll tell everybody what we're talking about here in a second. But first, Brad Primo just showed up on the screen here behind me if you're watching me. Brad, welcome inside. It's the three of us, man. Justin's up there doing all kinds of great stuff at the Rods of Iron Festival. Brad, how the heck are you?
Doing great, Mark. How are you doing?
Where's the crowd noise for Brad? The crowd goes crazy for Brad. Come on. There he is. All right. All right. I've got some of those noises, too, but if I hit the wrong one, it's going to be a wah, 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 and I don't want to hit the wrong button. So, all right. Guys, we got Greg working the boards today, producing the show, because you guys, I don't know if both of you guys knew this or not. Listeners, I want to let you know that as well, because it's very real. It's out there. But Sean has been sent home to quarantine for 14 days because his wife and his stepdaughter have both tested positive for COVID-19. His tests have so far been negative, as far as we know, throughout the day today. He was a guest on the show with me on Friday. We'll reach out to him again on Monday because we know he's going to be bored silly, so we'll bring him on the program to have some fun with him. So all of our thoughts and prayers are with Sean and his family and my father-in-law and so forth and everybody around the country who's having to suffer with this ridiculous, bizarre 2020 and everything going on. Brad, I want to start with you, dude. How's it going today? Did you catch anything the other day?
No. Man, last week I did okay, but haven't really done that great lately. So I actually spent the weekend at a wedding of a very close friend of mine. So it was actually a good time seeing some people.
Well, last time I went trout fishing up on the Cartaquet River in North Georgia, all I caught was two or three little tiny browns that I had to throw away and chiggers, dude. And that wasn't no fun. Okay.
Chiggers will make you doubt your belief in God. They're so evil.
There's no doubt about it. And let me put it this way. I wasn't fishing for chiggers. Okay. So, whew, man, that was brutal. But so, okay, you see, I didn't catch. I just wasn't on the right river for the rainbows. But I have eaten some great rainbow trout lately. Neil McCabe, let's you get caught up with us here. There's a lot going on out there. Biden is refusing to tell the country, and one of the biggest political stories, I think, right now with the Supreme Court online. And here's why I believe it's such a big story, because we have a Supreme Court justice nominee already up before the Senate, who beginning tomorrow, the hearings will begin with Amy Coney Barrett in the United States Senate. She is going to be confirmed. The Dems are going to pull everything out of their, as Nancy Pelosi said, quivers to stop her. They are going to get ugly, vicious, and despicable and disgusting, and ultimately they will fail. However, not before they do tremendous damage to her, her husband, her family, her faith, and millions of like-minded Americans who love her and hate what the Democrats are getting ready to do. And on top of that, if that weren't bad enough, Joe Biden is refusing to give us a list of Supreme Court justices and says we don't deserve to know whether he would pack the court and who he would put on it. We'll know after he gets elected. I don't think that bodes very well for Joe Biden in the general and the third. Do you?
Yeah, it's really weird for a guy who's basically trying to run out the clock. He's got the refs on his side in the media, and why he would stumble and trip on this Supreme Court thing, it's really a mystery how they sort of found themselves in this situation, but really exposes bigger problems in his message because, frankly, the reporters aren't asking him any questions. Now, when you talk about Amy Coney Barrett, what we're going to see is a zoo, but it's not going to be the zoo that we've seen with Gorsuch or Kavanaugh. And I want to phrase this very carefully because obviously we all know people who are suffering with the COVID, which tends to have lingering effects. And obviously, it's terrible news about your father-in-law and Sean and what his family's going through. However, because of the COVID-19, they're not going to allow people inside the hearings. And, you know, I've covered those zoos. I've been there with these zoos. I've been there with the Code Pink people. And so there's some of the circus atmosphere is going to be sort of missing. And I think that's a blessing, unfortunately, under these circumstances, Mark.
All right. Well, I'm going to disagree with you, and I don't do this often. I'm going to disagree with you on one point because it is going to be televised. And those idiots that are going to be sitting there understand it's televised, and they will continue to grandstand as if the room was full. So, unfortunately, we're going to see that. And I will. Let me agree with you on this note. I think the reason it's not going to be as bad, Brad Primo, The reason it's not going to be as bad, we're going to go right to you now and then we're going to continue with you, is because she's a woman. They're going to go after her faith and they're going to go after Roe v. Wade with her, but they're not going to attack her as bad as they did Kavanaugh. I'll let you take us to the break with that real quick. Then we'll come back to you to ask you another question. What do you think?
That's my thoughts exactly. I mean, I think they're going to have to tread carefully when they attack her. And I think they're probably going to have to be kind of careful attacking her faith as well. I mean, she's Catholic, and there's a tremendous amount of Catholics in this country. They could risk alienating a lot of potential voters, so they're going to have to be careful.
Yeah, they absolutely are. When we come back, we're going to go back to Brad Primo. I've got a lineup of just fun stuff we want to talk about today. Armed American Radio's AAR Classic Roundtable continues with Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers, and Neil McCabe, our man on the streets in D.C., back after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
I love that. Mike Gallagher rejoined. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's MonsterCast studio on hundreds of stations around the country. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is the Lead Slingers Platinum Microphone. And we do have some new affiliates here. Let's give them a quick shout out, how shall we? I love this. Eagle River, Arkansas, 92.5 KVNT. Love you guys in Eagle River, Arkansas. We have who else here? That's they just started last weekend. And then the week before that, looks like WABN AM 790 in Blountville, Tennessee just jumped in. And also WABN FM 104.1 in Tennessee also began on 928, carrying the program for all three solid hours, just like you are over there in Eagle River. And also WSGQ FM 103.3, Columbia, Alabama, added another Alabama station. Welcome, you guys. And we've got more for the Daily Defense, and I think I missed August report, too. So there's more of you out there. It continues to grow. The microphone gets more powerful. All of this being sponsored by X Insurance. Let's get back over to Brad Primo. Brad, we had to cut you off there at the break. You know how the game works. Maybe today we'll let you take us out like we did. I think was it last week you took us out for a segment, right?
Maybe. I think so.
I think it was last week.
Yesterday, yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So where were we?
Well, we were talking about the upcoming confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett and probably what we expect to see coming from the opposition party.
And you don't like you like me. I think you were talking about specifically there's a lot of Catholics out there. Let's touch on that. I'm Catholic, born and raised. And, you know, the only Democrat my father voted for president was John F. Kennedy. And he did it because at the time, John F. Kennedy was a life member of the NRA, far more conservative than any Democrat we have now. And predominantly because he was Catholic. Right. But politics have changed.
Sure, but let's not forget, though, I mean, the anti-Catholicism is an old-school tool from the Klan. Remember, the Klan was violently, vehemently anti-Catholic. And so yes. I find it a little bit, now, I don't want to say funny, but it's going to be kind of interesting to see Democrats kind of trotting out their old trope again and becoming anti-Catholic from their former terrorist wing they used to run. So we'll see.
It more than likely is going to happen. But, you know, they're going to get ugly on her faith. Hey, guys, we have got Neil. We've got and Brad. We have a special guest calling in this segment right now. Ali Alexander is calling in. He's a 13-year veteran of professional politics and electioneering at the national level. He's a pragmatic, conservative Republican aligned with the Trump administration. He's also an activist and does some of his public facing work over at founders.alialexander.org, where he delivers exclusive reports and analysis for some of his members, creating a hybrid model for those who can't afford or don't need lobbyists but can benefit from the work of having the inside track. He just launched a 15-minute investigative documentary into Joe Biden, his health. And you can find that at joebidenissick.com. Ali, welcome to the program, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. I think we're getting out the word. Today was another viral news day for the narrative and informing the public about Joe Biden's ailing health. Thanks for having me.
Hey, do me a favor. We've got you for this segment only. Guys, and I'm going to go around the table. We're going to treat this as a round table here. Neil, does that sound like a plan?
Absolutely.
All right. Here's what I want to know. Joe Biden is sick. I believe he is. I believe you can look at him and tell it. I can believe you can tell by the way he walks. I'm not a doctor in any way, shape, or form. But I can look and see it in his eyes. I can see the way he talks. I can see his missteps. We all know that that happens. It's nothing new. He's been gaffe prone his whole career. Now he's doing it in ways that look medical. Clue me in. What is wrong with Joe Biden?
Well, I believe my hypothesis is that he has Parkinson's disease, but I invite people in our 15-minute documentary to put forward competing theories. And so far, I've got nothing. You know, some people think that he has Lewy body dementia, but that's a downhill slope. More quickly. So I think he's got Parkinson's disease. We outline 10 different symptoms in the film, and it's pretty damning. And then it puts into context some of these gaffes that he's been experiencing and then why they're escalating.
That's interesting that you mentioned Lewy body. I know a little bit about that. I know you were not here in the first segment, but my father-in-law is suffering from it right now. Was just diagnosed last week with COVID-19 in his wing. So we know a little bit about that. And I don't believe, I don't, at least from what I know about it, I don't see any of those signs in Joe Biden. But I do see other faculty awareness issues. But again, I'm not a doctor. I'm just, these are presumptive statements on my part because of what I see. Brad, it's not hard to figure out when he talks and can't remember issues. I mean, it could be just something as clear as, I'm getting old and, you know, I can't remember everything, to something very serious, Brad. But it is kind of noticeable. Is it not? The media just not talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's 77 years old. And so, I mean, like, even if he does win, I mean, you're looking at an 81, 82-year-old man, you know, coming up for a second term. I mean, I have to believe they're only planning on running him for one term. He just, you know, whatever may be wrong with him, at the very least, he's just getting old. So I think that, you know, there are some issues there, and they're not talking about it. And frankly, I think they've really kind of painted themselves in a corner, because if you have a one-term Biden presidency and he can't run again, who are they going to run? Harris? I mean, that's
you know, she couldn't garner 1% of her own party in the Democrat, you know, in the Democrat primary. I mean, the whole thing's a joke. And Neil, you're laughing over there. It's true. The whole thing is I can't say the word. I can just say it's a crap show. You can put whatever expletive you want in before that in your own mind and come up with it. I didn't say it but it's a satellite radio moment word show going on over there. So you got to think something else is going on. I hate to get conspiratorial, but the Democrat Party's got to know this, man. This is not, you know, come on, man. Come on, man.
I'll tell you, Mark, I know Ali outside of this show, and he's one of the sharpest guys when it comes to analyzing politics and particularly this race. And I'm curious, Ali, what is TRAP and how does it work with Biden?
So TRAP is there's four symptoms that you want to look for with someone who has Parkinson's. And those first two are the ones that are most popular that we're talking about. And that's tremors and then rigidity. Rigidity affects the gait, so how you walk. And there's all kinds of gaits out there. There's scissors gait. There's Parkinsonian gait. There's all kinds of ways that as you age, your body starts deforming. But this is neurological. It's very clear that it's neurological. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. I've gotten 500 messages from people saying, oh, my gosh, I didn't know this. But when you see it, you can tell that he shuffles when he walks. And if you compare him to anyone he walks near, it's just night and day. But here's what we found, and you know this, Neil, is what we found is video footage that had been scrubbed from the internet of his tremors. So this isn't hype, y'all. This is, if you go to my film, you can find three times where we caught him in resting tremors. And that's what's so damning about this and why we made the prognosis, you know, again, speculating, it's all our opinion, and we're not doctors either. But when someone is resting in place and then they have a tremor, that's a sign of a neurological degradation. It's not just I'm getting old and I have the shakes. Nancy Pelosi is 80 years old and she has the shakes.
Nancy Pelosi's got a lot more than the shakes. Ali Alexander, real quick, the website again, real fast. You got 10 seconds.
JoeBidenIsSick.com.
That's pretty straightforward, Ali Alexander. We'll bring you back sometime in the future. Thanks for being here, brother.
Thanks, fellas.
The roundtable continues. Segment 3, fastest hour in radio, I'm telling you, right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. You are inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios, on the Lead Slingers Platinum microphone. You heard me mention just a few affiliates that we've grown by just over the last, I think I got that notification about 3 or 4 days ago, and I failed to mention the last couple months of growth as well, both for The Daily Show and this Monster broadcast. Still remarkable to my mother after a dozen years that I haven't been thrown off the airwaves saying something stupid. You know, we've never lost an affiliate because the content of our show was unliked by the station. Remarkable. 12 years on national radio. We continue to grow. We continue to add affiliates. We continue to expand. And on this Sunday broadcast, I can proudly tell you I have never missed a Sunday broadcast since April 26, 2009. It's got to be a record somewhere, but who's counting? The fact of the matter is you get fresh content every single week on this program, and you've never had a guest host sit in this chair ever. And you have my word that that will continue as long as God gives me breath in these lungs. Let's go back to our guest. Let's start with Brad Primo, Brad, CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey. That was a fun segment, Brad, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting also because, I mean, anybody who's been paying attention has had a lot of questions about Joe Biden's, you know, mental, I guess, capacity. I mean, obviously he's had some of those senior moments on the trail, and people are wondering what's going on.
Yeah, there's no question about it, and the site is interesting. And if you're watching the show on Facebook, facebook.com/Armed American Radio, Brent, I believe, has put the site up there for you so you can link to it right away from the Facebook page. Neil McCabe. Neil. Hey, by the way, Neil, let me know when you want to go out and get some ribs.
I'm
game for that.
I'm always up for some ribs.
You know, Brad,
you guys spend hours working on them. For me, it's 7 minutes on Uber Eats.
But, you know, see, Brad's laughing. Brad has been up to the Memphis in May many times, all right? It's the Super Bowl of cook-offs. I hate using an NFL analogy now at this point in time. Let's just say it's the Mac Daddy of Super Bowl cook-offs. If you win that in any category there, and anybody on Earth, or at least on this part of Earth, doing it any better than you, it is that important of a barbecue cook-off. And there are a number of other huge cook-offs around the country. But Brad and I both love to barbecue. I've got a book out, Grilling While Armed, where we pair great barbecue recipes, some of my favorite barbecue recipes, with a great sidearm to wear on your hip while you're smoking up the neighborhood, as opposed to a bunch of, Austin, Texas liberals who like to pair wine with foo-foo food. We give you real man food and a gun to wear on your hip when you're smoking up the hood. Barbecue and guns go together in America. But Brad gets it. But Brad, was a long time ago, he used to say all the time, we would kid him about that. You know, he goes, you know, up where I'm from in Boston, we just say, hey, can we go out and get some ribs? You know, talking about the barbecue, because it's easier to just go get them than it is to cook them. But it's not as much fun, Neil McCabe. That's where we're talking about,
particularly when you're
grilling long. All right, let me give you some predictions, guys. I did this with A.W.R. Hawkins. I'm dying to give it to you guys right now. I think this is fascinating stuff. And while I don't want to make anybody complacent, here's why I believe, and I'm going to give you my prediction on electoral tally here. And you can agree with me or disagree with me. Pennsylvania absolutely goes Trump. Here's why. He won 57 of 67 counties. The 10 counties that he lost, 8 surrounded Philadelphia. One was up in State College. The other one was Allegheny. Erie, Pennsylvania, Erie County went Trump for the first time, went Republican the first time since Reagan. Of the 44,000 votes in Pennsylvania, that was the Trump victory margin by, 22,000 of those came from Erie. Erie stays in Trump's corner. And we see in a little sign in Allegheny right now, lots of new gun owners, because the sheriff there had to open a drive-through because he was down nearly 10,000. He was backed up 10,000 concealed carry permit applications. State College, liberal college, dopey kids, stupid enough to continue to vote left. They will continue to do that. I might get one or two counties outside of Philly. And the reason I believe I'm right is because Biden is so concerned. He is spending an inordinate amount of time in his own home state, which he shouldn't have to do. Pennsylvania goes Trump. Neil, you first.
Well, I think that, when Joe Biden said that he was against fracking and that he was against gun rights, those are the kinds of positions that you take if you want to lose Pennsylvania. And I think that, for years and years, Pennsylvania was a Republican state. And then it was able in 2000, it flipped for Al Gore. And, you know, it's pretty much been in the Democratic corner for the last 20 years. I think that Trump made a breakthrough and really changed the way people think about the Republican Party, especially some of these working class neighborhoods where, you know, they were traditional Democrats. And I think that one of the things I want to mention to you, Mark, is that, you know, there was a Gallup poll where they asked, you know, are you better off than you are? Is your family better off than you were 4 years ago? 56% of Americans think that they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. You know, in 2012, same question, 45%. In 2004, it was 47%. Right in 92, it was 38%. We've never seen that number at 56%. And this is Gallup. This isn't some fly-by-night startup company. And so, you know, the polling that is all positive for Trump, and you see it on the economy, you see it on foreign policy, you even see it on leadership, and all of those numbers are being suppressed. And every single poll that comes out, the headline is always some kind of a positive for Biden, a negative for Trump. But if you dig into the poll and look into, you know, the crosstabs, there's a lot of very good numbers for Trump that are literally being suppressed. And then a lot of these polls, they are completely oversampling Democrats. And so what they're doing is they're creating a sample population in their poll, which is not going to match the turnout on November 3rd or with mail and everything, the turnout percentages of minorities and Republicans and women, all of that is important when you're structuring your sample population for your poll. And so if you tamper your sample and oversample certain demographics, you're going to come up with a bogus number. They're coming up with bogus. These are not polls that a political professional would use. These are polls designed for news value. And frankly, they're more like push polls than anything else.
All right. And Brad, here, I'm going to make it real simple for you, Brad. Take off on my deal with Pennsylvania. But when you poll 859 Americans, I don't care what you say. You're not representative of anything other than those 859 Americans. I don't care what science you want to put behind it. You don't tell me that 56% of Americans think anything of that Biden is leading Trump 56, whatever, with 854 people. Don't believe me? Who's your president? Go ahead.
I mean, essentially what Neil's saying, though, I think that, the way they put some of these polls forward is actually kind of a covert voter suppression.
Sure it is.
It's a way to defeat you mentally, make you think, make you feel bad about the possible reelection of Trump. But another thing that's not really being talked about a whole lot, though, is like, let's look at what the Republican Party has become, though, under Trump, which is a much more populist party than it was before Trump. And they've actually taken on the mantle of the middle class, working class man.
Yeah.
The Democrats are now, if you look at who's supporting the Democrats, it is all elite, corporate, wealthy people that are supporting Democrats. They have completely flip-flopped. And I think I don't even know if Democrats even realize what's happened to them yet.
That's such a great point. Pennsylvania is a great example of that, because what you're talking about there essentially is Trump picking up that working man. Now, that Reagan Democrat was what it was referred to back in that day. OK, Trump owns that vote now. And again, if you think I'm mistaken on that, simply look at the time that Biden is spending in what he calls his home state. I don't see it happening when he made that, like, as Neil said, when you're talking about fracking. And also, that's a very, very good point. Hence why Michigan, I believe, and we'll talk about this when we come back. Let me just lay it out there for you, because it's real easy to do before the break. Whitmer's a tyrant, one of the worst in the country. She's hated and despised in her state. And when she stands up and holds her hand up with Joe Biden, I don't think Michiganders like what they saw in their state. They certainly don't want that at the federal level with a new president. They don't want more of it. There are 9 approved efforts to recall this nasty, despicable tyrant in Michigan who is defying even the state Supreme Court. She still won't do it. She is just, that is the definition of tyrant. I think Michigans are smart enough to not want that for not only themselves again, but the rest of us. Back after this.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
I tell you, fastest hour in national radio, no question about it. We're up in the top two most listened shows in the country at this time of day, from 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on, for the 3 hours that we're on. Thank you for that, and we continue to grow. We are coming to you, Armed American Radio, here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on this powerful Lead Slingers Platinum microphone, all of it presented to you by X Insurance. That is on the topic list for the week. X Insurance, by the way, I have the policy down there for you. I've been teasing that along, but too much to talk about now for that. We'll get to that on Monday because I got another press release coming out. If you're a law enforcement officer, we're going to tell you about it tomorrow when the press release hits. It's going to be timed so that at the 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific time show, we'll be able to tell you about that press release and what it means for you if you're a law enforcement officer. By the way, member benefits don't cover you in that respect. You need a real insurance company to do that, so keep that in mind. All right, so let's go back over to where did I leave off? Was it with you, Brad? Did I leave with you, Brad? I think I did. Yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump over quickly to Neil. Neil, Michigan. I gave you my thoughts on Michigan. Michigan stays Trump. I don't see it any way. I find it really, really hard to believe, using the formula I used in 2016, to believe that Michigan residents — I lived in Michigan for a long time. While Ann Arbor's very liberal, okay, the tyrant, that's not working. That's not playing in America. I don't see Americans wanting that. And I don't see anybody in Michigan seeing her cozy up to Biden as doing Biden any favors. What are your thoughts?
Donald Trump not only delivered for the auto industry and other manufacturing in Michigan, not only with China and other countries, but with the AFTA, NAFTA, UCMJA, US, you know, that new AFTA, NAFTA treaty. But, you know, there's also a lot of dairy farmers in Michigan who are being boxed out of selling their products to Canada. That's all changing. You know, you also have John James, who's a remarkable former Army officer. I mean, he may be still serving in the reserve of the National Guard, but he was a captain in the Army. He's running for Senate again. He came very close 2 years ago. He is going to win that race. And it's one of those examples where a lot of times you count on the presidential candidate to pull voters right. out for people down ticket. But in some states, and you see it, you know, every 2 years you see an example of this. There's a lot of enthusiasm for John James, the Republican running for Senate against Gary Peters. And he is going to help the president in Michigan. And that's going to be a big win. And that's a Senate pickup for the Republicans that people aren't counting on.
That's an interesting take on that. Brad, I think Michigan looks very solid simply because of the Whitmer aspect. Again, it's basic analysis, okay? What when you consider delivering the auto, when you consider, and I believe me, I was involved in the trucking business for 26 years as a broker. I watched what NAFTA did to businesses in Michigan that my trucks were hauling, that my brokered loads were taking. I watched them go to Mexico, and I turned around and moved a ton of that freight back out of Mexico, right back into those areas in Michigan, at a much greater profit then. So NAFTA was good for me. It was terrible for Ohio. It was terrible for Pennsylvania. It was Indiana and Michigan. It was awful. I saw its destruction. Donald Trump fixed that problem. I don't see Michigan going any other way. What do you think?
I agree. I think Michigan goes red. And, you know, also to touch on, you know, what Neil was saying is, you know, the other thing that I talked about is how well the president is polling with minorities this time around.
Right.
I'm seeing upwards of close to 50% of Latino voters and somewhere along the lines of 35% of African-American voters. You know, if he gets anywhere close to those numbers, this thing's over and it's a landslide in his favor.
All right. Let's now that you mentioned Latino voters, let's go to Florida real quick. I was going to stay up in the upper Midwest, but let's go to Florida quickly. The Latino vote, black vote, Florida is going to break, I believe, huge for Donald Trump in ways that's going to shock the lefty goofballs in there masquerading, you know, running as communist, socialist, Marxist, running as former Democrats. But I believe they're going to be shocked by what they see from the Cuban-American vote. We've seen evidence of it in rally sizes. We've seen evidence of it in numbers. I don't tend to take much stock in polls. But, Neil, I think that Latino vote with Puerto Rico, Cuba, in Florida is going to break for him. I see Trump taking Florida by at least 4 percentage points. And, you know, if we just stay with the upper Midwest the way we're looking at it, I see Trump 360 plus electoral votes in a landslide. What are your thoughts?
I happen to know that the Biden campaign and their friends in the media are very, very worried about Florida and the Latino vote. Trump went hard for the Cubans in 2016, mm-hmm. and he kept it up because a lot of the Cubans see common cause with the Venezuelans, and certainly the Venezuelans who are in Florida are very angry about what's going on in their country. At the same time, the Biden campaign ignored the Hispanic vote, which is in central Florida, and that's the Puerto Rican vote, and that's centered around the hospitality industry around Orlando. And so, you know, there's a bit of a panic going on in the Biden campaign, trying to get in there and energize those Puerto Ricans in central Florida. But it could be too little too late. And I'm glad to see the president campaigning in Florida to keep the pressure up. Trump can't win without Florida. I don't want to see him spending a lot of time there because DeSantis and Republican congressmen and should be there to sort of to keep that thing going for the president, but I think Florida is in his column.
DeSantis opening Florida up, much like Kemp did in the state of Georgia. I would have liked to seen DeSantis do it much earlier than he did, but we know the timing is not coincidental. DeSantis is opening up that state as it already should have been a long time ago, as it has been here in the state of Georgia. And that's because Americans want the freedom to do what they want. They know that's on the ballot this year. Brad Primo from Lead Slinger's Whiskey, that's going to make a huge difference in the state of Florida because they're going to be able to draw the contrast immediately that Florida is open for business and Joe Biden wants to shut you back down again. And that right there, I think, is the icing on the cake for Florida. Let's move quickly to Wisconsin and to Minnesota. Wisconsin, real simple. All the Kenosha rioters were Joe Biden voters. I don't think that played well on the dairy farms in the state of Wisconsin. In Minneapolis, all the Minneapolis rioters before they were squashed by Trump, and Minneapolis was saved by the Trump administration and the National Guard, were Joe Biden voters, and I don't think that played well anywhere in the state except for Ilhan Omar's district, which she will probably keep. Both states, in this case, Wisconsin stays with Trump. Minnesota flips for Trump. It's election game over. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I would not be surprised that it happens. I think the good news, though, is that he doesn't need them all. I mean, if he gets Florida, Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, he just needs one of Wisconsin and Minnesota, and it's over. I think it's a great chance of getting both of them, though.
I think he takes all of those states. I think he doesn't. I think he flips Minnesota. It's, you know, the Democrats, you know, listen, I'm here in the state of Georgia. Stacey Abrams can run her mouth about this state flipping blue. But then again, she's delusional and still thinks she's the governor, and she's not. And she lost by 50,000 votes. It's not. It's not a blue state. It isn't going to flip blue. David Perdue wins the Senate seat. That goofball John Ossoff goes nowhere except back home like he did before. Georgia stays red. Florida stays red. Yeah, I think you got the usual suspects. No question about it. Brad Primo, LedSlingersWhiskey.com. Everybody make sure to visit Lead Slingers. Put your zip code in and find a distributor near you. They're adding them like crazy, growing like a weed. We love it. We support them. They support us. That's the way the equation works. Neil McCabe, phenomenal commentary as usual. And I want to thank Ali Alexander for being here, even though he's not here, in what is the fastest hour of radio. Thank you guys for being here and doing everything you do and giving us your time on Armed American Radio. Here's the deal. Tomorrow, this becomes the GunBroker.com studios. This becomes the Car Arms microphone. All of it brought to you by X Insurance. Make sure to check it out. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.